The climate in the northern plains has gradually shifted, with increasing amounts of precipitation. At the same time, cropping rotations have evolved with fewer acres of perennials and small grains in favor of corn and soybeans. This has impacted the water cycle in the region, creating in places white saline patches as water tables rise, taking with it nutrients like calcium, magnesium, sulfate, and chloride. It's too much of a good thing, explains North Dakota agronomist Lee Breeze.
Over time, it gets worse. The water flows, bring those nutrients to that spot. It concentrates and concentrates, and to that point, the plants will not be able to grow.
Mitigating saline areas is not a quick fix, and in fact may never take soils back to what they previously were. But Breeze says managing these soils for profit is feasible, using plants to flush out the excess nutrients.
Move water. That's the best solution. And one of the ways to do that is to grow more plants and grow tolerant plants, things like barley, oats, or even the perennial grasses.
Perennial systems can balance out water use, taking up moisture throughout the year, especially in spring and fall, when crops like corn and soybeans cannot. Bree says it takes time to move these salts back to the lower soil profile, something tillage cannot do.
Tillage makes it worse. It makes it look better for a short period of time, but it causes more evaporation and brings more salts to the surface. That's the number one thing to not do. The second thing I would say is don't add a bunch of fufu juice, a bunch of products, don't add fertilizers, don't add calcium. You already have too much of that.
Breeze indicates it is possible to return these acres to annual crop production, but he explains the rotation may require 5 to 7 years of perennials, 1 to 3 years of annuals, and then back again to perennials. Reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.